Log Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, November 18th, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, can you believe it? I mean, guess what? We are less than 45 days away from the year being over, about maybe just a little bit less than 45 days. So I have been reminding you wonderful ladies all along that one of the most important things you need to do is to start planning for your business strategy, right, which is so very, very important. So I will be reminding you that today and on next Monday, because guess what? It's all about focusing on the business strategy for the rest of this month. And, of course, last week I gave you some great tips, and today we're going to be doing the same thing. I am so excited because we have a very special guest, and I'm going to be announcing that in just a few minutes, and I'm sure you're going to want to hear from her. You know, on last Monday, we did discuss the four powers of strategy and the importance of having a strategy before the new year. And I think some of you who were probably listening to the show as I talked about some of the things that you could experience with a lack of strategy, some of you probably felt like she's going overboard. That's a little bit drastic. Surely your business can't fail from the lack of planning your business strategy. Surely you can wait until next year. Well, here's the thing. I would not want for any of you to take a chance, okay, to take a chance on not planning your business strategy and just kind of casting your business planning to the wind and hoping that you still gain all of those wonderful customers or clients. A business strategy is indeed that important, which is why a lot of large corporations have a tendency to hire a cold consultation team to do nothing but work on a business strategy. As a matter of fact, many corporations do it the last 90 days of the year and bring in a team, and of course they end that with a retreat for their senior and management level staff. So why should small or micro businesses be any different with planning for 2014? Why should we be any different? Well, guess what? There shouldn't be any difference. It doesn't matter whether you have a large business or a small business. You are required as the CEO of your company to make sure that you plan an appropriate strategy for 2014. So simply take out your planner right now. Identify 2 hours each day for about the next 10 days to work on your business strategy. Now, some of you will need more time, but if you buckle down, ladies, you will feel more confident and prepared with your business going into the new year. Now, at this late month in the year, you're not going to be able to plan everything, but one of the things that you have to be clear on, I would say two things, is number one, you definitely, as I mentioned last Monday, you must be clear on your business vision. In other words, what is it that you want to experience next year in your business? And I want you to be careful about trying to sound eloquent and coming up with an eloquent statement, because that's not what it's all about. It's about you being very real and, you know, keeping it simple and listing in a bullet point fashion, this is what I want to see. I want to see $50,000 in the first 6 months. I would like to see myself interviewed and be featured in three magazines. I would like to be interviewed on four radio shows. Be specific. Claim your success and know exactly what it is that you want to do. Don't be broad, okay? Don't say, I want to be successful in 2014, because that is not going to help you. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. Today, again, I'll be sharing with you tips and ways to evaluate your business for better results. You know, you can't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. And so as I share that information with you about how important it is to evaluate, I want you guys to make sure that you are taking really, really good notes. Now, I'm excited to mention to you today that we have a special featured guest. It's Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford, psychologist and life coach, and she is going to be giving a wonderful teleclass through Women About Biz on December 11th, entitled Stop Balancing and Start Prioritizing. Very interesting title, because as you know, a lot of the times when we're huddled up having great conversations about what we want to do, a lot of women talk about reaching some type of balance. So it's going to be interesting to hear what Dr. Boone Sanford, you know, what her comments are and what her perspective is on balancing and why you should focus more on prioritizing. So coming up in just a little bit, we are going to be talking with her. For those of you that have just tuned in to the show, you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Now, I want to encourage everyone that if you are listening from your desktop or your smart device, now is the time to let other people know that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. You can give them a quick link, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. And for those of you that are dialing in from your phone, if you can, flash over on another line and bless the life of another woman and have her to dial into the show today. You can have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, for those with pen in hand, the phone number is 347-637-2589. You know, I want to thank all of you who continually bless us with sharing the show with other women and letting them know what's going on through Successful Woman Radio and womenaboutbiz.com. I truly appreciate the blessing. We want you to continue to do that. We've got so many wonderful things coming up for the new year with Successful Woman Radio, and I can't tell you enough of how appreciative I am and how blessed I feel to have all of you become longtime listeners of the show itself. We've got a great lineup for you today. In addition to what I've just mentioned, I'm not going to let you slide. That's right, I will be mentioning the one-hour gift, 5 powerful questions every businesswoman should be asking herself on a daily basis. And guess what? I am going to give you guys my wonderful cranberry holiday punch recipe. Of course, as I have different people over to my home from the Women About Biz Network, and as I have various functions, a lot of people always ask me about that punch. And so, of course, I want to share it with you this year if you're looking for something wonderful, non-alcoholic to drink. Also, I've got some great working from home tips. I want to talk a little bit about the importance of keeping your desk clear, some things that I do. Just have a few more events and happenings to share with you. 100K Movement is in full force and doing really good. And last but not least, I'll be sharing with you tips and ways to evaluate your business for better results, all coming up here on Successful Woman Radio, giving you information you can put to use, not tomorrow, not next month, but today. Again, I'm so thankful that you're all here on the show, and I want to go right into the one-hour gift, 5 questions to ask yourself daily. Now, you know, I want to just stop right here and just let all of you know that normally every year I come up with something very special that I want to bless the listening audience with, something that I want them to continuously take with them and build a habit upon. And, of course, the year before last, we had no excuses, the no excuses rules, and this year we came up with the 5 questions to ask yourself daily through the one-hour gift. and I'm coming up with something even more spectacular for 2014. So I will be announcing that probably the last Monday of December, what we're going to be focusing on for 2014. So I'm really excited about it. I got some ideas that I've been playing around with, some things that I've been testing out for my own self, because as you know, I am a living and breathing example of everything that I talk about. So let's go ahead and move right into the one-hour gift and what it is for those of you who are new to the show. The one-hour gift is giving yourself 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. Let's start with question number one. What results would I like to see in my life and business today? What results would I like to see in my life and my business today? Well, ladies, you know this is an important question. And again, as I mentioned many times before, you may have a different answer each time, because hopefully if you've been asking yourself these questions, you have been growing. Question number two, have I reviewed my calendar and my schedule today? Again, this is something that if you let it slide, a lot of things can fall through the cracks. It's happened to me a few times this week because I've had such a jam-packed schedule. And so, of course, I have a timer, believe it or not, set for all this week to remind myself of the times I need to look at my calendar because I don't want to miss certain things. Number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? This continues to be probably one of the top of the five questions, because you could have a packed schedule, but if the activities you have on that schedule are not really helping you to accomplish your goal, then you really have to sit yourself down and say, what am I doing? What am I trying to accomplish because I'm not seeing results? You see, we must become results-driven, and we must really focus on the important things that are going to help us to accomplish our goals. Now, I do want to say this as a side note. You should know that this might require some sacrifice of events and different things that you are participating in or activities. It may require more commitment from you, more of your time, but listen, it's worth it. It may also require you to eliminate activities that are not pertaining to your goals, okay? So these are some things that you really have to think about. Don't be stubborn. You need to make sure that what you are doing counts. Make sure that it gives you results at the end of the week. Now, as another side note, one thing that I like to do is every Sunday evening, I look at my calendar and I ask myself, what results do I want to see on Friday, right? What am I looking for? What must be accomplished hands down? I'll give you a quick example. As many of you know, the Holiday Extravaganza is coming up on Saturday the 30th, and I realized that I needed to buckle down and give that event even more of my planning time. So I had to eliminate some things and reschedule some things. And so I moved some things around, and that's exactly what I did. And so you, too, have to look at your calendar and admit to yourself when you don't have things prioritize and put on the schedule as they should be. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? Again, who do I need to follow up with today? Well, guess what? All of us who are in business have something or someone that needs follow up. For me, I automatically know that I try my very best to call 3 to 5 new people that I don't know every single day and follow up to invite them for a connection call or to schedule a power talk session. It has worked for me very well over the years, and I really contribute it to being a part of my success formula. So if you think that you don't have people that you need to be following up with, you actually do. Last but not least is question number five in the one-hour gift. What results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen in my marketing? Of course, as you know, there's either one or two answers for this question. Either you have been seeing results and you can list them, or you will have to admit to yourself that you have not been seeing results. But that's a good thing, okay? It's not time for a pity party and, oh, woe is me with my business time. It's time for you to take that information, turn it around, and use it positively to start working on a marketing strategy and figuring out what needs to happen. Again, if you're not getting phone calls, if you're not getting emails or people asking you about your service or letting you know that they're interested, or if you're not getting orders online or click-throughs, guess what? Something's not right, and you've got to go back to the drawing board. That's why I am so adamant about continuously encouraging you, no matter how many times you might feel, hasn't she mentioned this enough? No, about working on your business strategy. That is why I am trying to encourage all of you who are listening to the show to make it happen with your strategy. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Coming up in about the next minute and a half or so is Dr. Boone Sanford, who is a new expert at Women About Biz, and she is going to be discussing about prioritizing. She's going to be talking about her upcoming teleclass that she is giving, coming up right after this message.
Attend the holiday extravaganza Saturday, November 30th at the Doubletree Hotel, La Vista Road, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This event features a unique blend of business seminars, power networking, our popular Wise Women's Luncheon, and our holiday expo. Get the tools you need to strategize in 2014. Just click register in the right-hand column. We look forward to seeing you there.
Again, that's the holiday extravaganza, ladies, coming up on Saturday, November 30th. Now, a lot of people may not realize it, but this is not just about shopping. This is actually that unique blend of workshops, seminars that are going to help you. And when you attend, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get a special 2014 strategic planning guide. That's right. I have really worked hard to put something together for you that is very valuable, and I know that you're going to want to have it, and only those that attend the holiday extravaganza are going to actually receive a copy of this. So I want to encourage all of you to visit womenaboutbiz.com. Hold your mouse over events and in the drop-down choose Holiday Extravaganza and take a look at all of the wonderful things that we have planned for you. Well, I'm very, very excited because I have someone that is going to be on the show today with us that I think a lot of. She has such a beautiful spirit, and I'm so excited that she has agreed to be one of the experts at Women About Biz. I would like to introduce everybody to Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford, a licensed psychologist in Georgia and Alabama. She has been helping women clarify their dreams and achieve goals for more than 15 years. She added the specialty of coaching to her professional repertoire approximately 8 years ago when she realized that there were a number of her therapy clients that were using therapy as a substitute for coaching because they were unaware of the avenues for getting the coaching they needed. As a life coach, Dr. Boone Sanford helps women of all ages transition their visions for their lives from dreams into reality. And, of course, she believes we were all born with gifts and talents necessary to achieve our passion. Well, without further ado, I'd like to introduce to everyone listening Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford. Dr. Boone Sanford, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Trina. Good morning,
hello,
listening ladies. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. You know, I'm very excited because of what you're going to be sharing with us not only today, but you've got a very important teleseminar coming up on December the 11th that we'll be sharing with our listeners a little bit later on. But, you know, I want to just start right off with talking about multitasking because I talk about it all the time, how it can really get women into a lot of trouble. And women are multitasking more than ever. What do you feel about that? Do you think that multitasking can somewhat be a negative impact on us?
Well, Trina, I know for a lot of us today, multitasking is a way of life. I mean, most of us probably feel like we could not accomplish all the things that we need to get accomplished without multitasking. However, it really is a negative task per se, because multitasking, or the concept of multitasking, is really a myth. The brain can only process one thing at a time. So when we think we're multitasking, what we're really doing is we're rapidly switching our attention from one thing to another thing. And that's really not a good thing, because when we do that, we create mental disorganization within our mind, and that can create frustration. That can also lead to stress. And research has shown, actually, that when we attempt to multitask or do more than one thing at a time, we actually end up doing all of them poorly. We don't any of them as well as we would if we did them one at a time. So, in fact, if you remember when you were probably in school, I know I remember when I was in school, my parents used to always tell me, especially when I was trying to watch TV or do my homework or trying to talk on the phone to my friend and do my homework, my mom always told me that you can only do one thing at a time. And that is truly true. You can really only do one thing at a time well. And if you feel like you can't accomplish all the things that you need to get accomplished without multitasking or some facet of that, one of the things might be to really sit down and prioritize the task that you have to get done.
Very good. And I can definitely identify with you when you say that, research has shown that a lot of the time you might think you're getting everything done and doing all of these different things at one time, but you're really only doing one thing. And if you try to do too many of them all within the same time frame, it's going to be a poor job. And I totally agree with that. Why do you think that women in particular, because I know that men multitask, but why do you think that women feel so pressured to do this type of thing, to multitask?
Well, Trina, I think women have been doing this for a very, very long time. And I think it's only as men have started to that we actually had this term multitasking come up, actually. But, you know, women have always been feeding their children and cooking and doing more than one thing or rapidly switching their attention for a really, really long time. So I think one of the reasons we struggle with this, or we have so many problems with this, is because of the expectations we place on ourselves and others place on us to get so much done within a certain amount of time. And frequently, it's just unrealistic.
Yes, and so and that goes back to we often please everybody except for pleasing ourselves. We're not doing what we need to be doing.
Right. Unfortunately, sometimes we think we are pleasing ourselves, and we think we are doing what we want to be doing. And sometimes too late we realize that we really are not.
Okay. Now, I love the topic that is going to be going on for your teleseminar, Stop Balancing and Start Prioritizing. Is there really such a thing as balance?
Actually, you know, that's really funny. I came up with this title because, you know, balance is such a noun phrase, or a noun term. We're all talking about balancing. When I think about it, the picture in my mind I get is of someone standing on a tight rope, trying to maintain their position while juggling 3 or 4, 5, sometimes 6 balls in the air. So just imagine trying to stand on a tight rope and juggle even 3 things at once. Just the image creates stress for me, and it's really quite tiring. So true balance, I think, is probably just like multitasking, a myth. I think if you have one or two things that you're trying to balance, I think it may actually be somewhat possible. But for most of us, we have a lot more than two things that we're trying to take care of at one time. And to try to balance or to try to juggle, to keep all those balls in the air at the same time, is really quite stressful and a lot of times really frustrating. And it makes us feel bad sometimes because we tend to think that we are not being successful, that we are failing, or we are letting someone or something down. So I think there are two things wrong with this whole concept of balancing. One is it's almost impossible to do. And the more you try, the more frustrated we become and the more stressed we become. The second thing is life is not static. Life is fluid. Life is dynamic. So that means things are changing. Balls that you're juggling are changing. Your position is changing. And so what happens with balance is we think we're supposed to get into one position and stay that way and just to maintain things. Unfortunately, life is not like that. And so, again, that creates more frustration and more stress when we're not doing what we think we're supposed to be doing. So, no, I don't believe true balance is possible.
Yeah, so in other words, sometimes then that word balance could be another substitute for multitasking, which we've already talked about. You can't do. You need to do one thing at a time and identify your priorities to make things happen. I asked you a question of why do you think that women multitask so much, but I want to kind of give that a twist and say what are some of the reasons women aren't able to manage their time, because time management is very important to me, and I've begun to understand that. Of course, we can't manage time that's going to keep moving on, but the time that we're allotted, it's important to use it wisely. Why are some women unable to do that?
Yeah, I think it just goes back to really the unrealistic expectations of ourselves that we impose, but also those unrealistic expectations that are imposed on us by others, by what we think we should be doing or what we think we should be accomplishing, rather than being realistic about what is possible for us based on who we are, based on the time that we have, based on our abilities and our talents. We have to set our expectations based on that and therefore base our goals and our plans and our strategies on that. And that will allow us to narrow down our to-do list, which, again, will help us with our time. Because you uh-huh. can't imagine the number of things that will fall off your to-do list when you really sit down and decide what you're really capable of and what's realistic given who you are and what you have available to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. For those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio, and we're talking with Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford, licensed psychologist and also a life coach, and she is really sharing some very interesting things about women multitasking and some of the effects that can occur because of that, and how, as women, we can have a tendency to have unrealistic expectations. Dr. Boone Sanford, with the holiday season upon us, there's a lot of business women already feeling overwhelmed, from families coming in town to preparing for Thanksgiving to trying to literally increase business. Do you have any tips for us during this time of year?
I think one of the things that you said earlier, Trina, applies here. Be clear on what your vision is of the holiday season. What is most important for you? Is it the spending the time with your family? Is it that you want to have a really elaborate meal? Is it just rest and relaxation? So being clear on what you want to get out of the holidays, making plans based on that, develop a plan that will allow you to achieve what your vision is. Within that plan, because a lot of us we have our own business, we're entrepreneurs, we need to understand our business, and we need to understand the ebbs and flows of our business. So you can plan for the holidays. For example, in my business, a lot of times people think that it's really busy during the holidays, but actually it's not so busy during the holidays because people have other things to do. And so for me, a lot of times I plan my vacation around this time because I know although people would like to come in and sometimes they think they'll come in, actually what ends up happening is they end up spending time with their family. So I use this as downtime for me. And I do one of the things that you suggested earlier, Trina, is I use this time to look back over my year to see where I was when I started the year, how far I've come, and where I want to be next year. So I really kind of use this as planning time for me to work on my business, because I know for me it's not going to be as busy as it is at other times of the year. Also, I think people should delegate and use the resources that you have available, again, based on what you see your vision as. If it's that you want to rest and relax, then don't plan an elaborate meal where you have to cook all these things. If you'd like to have a big meal, again, delegate to some other family members. Make some other family members responsible for some aspect of the meal or the holiday.
Exactly. That's right. And you know, that's something that I learned a long time ago, which is it doesn't make sense to have guests and a lot of family over, and you are literally running like a chicken. You're so tired that you can't even function to have great conversation because you've been up since 5 a.m. cooking this huge, elaborate meal instead of asking other people to bring over dishes and that type of thing. So you're absolutely right. It is very, very important. For those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina with Successful Woman Radio, and we are talking with Shirley Boone Sanford. She's a doctor in psychology, and she helps women to clarify their dreams and achieve their goals, and that's so wonderful. She's a woman after my own heart because, you know, that's what I'm all about, is empowering women to make it happen. And I think all of us as women should really focus on that and start wanting to share those kinds of resources. I want to share the workshop that's coming up again on Wednesday, December 11th at 12 noon. This is a complimentary teleclass facilitated by Dr. Boone Sanford. So you definitely want to go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events in the top right menu bar, and register for Stop Balancing, Start Prioritizing, Time Management Strategies for Success. And again, she's going to be discussing ways that you can better manage your time and prioritize the things that are really important. Coming up on Wednesday, December 11th at 12 noon Eastern Time. Dr. Boone Sanford, I am just so thankful that you were able to come on the show today. And I am registering for this teleclass as well. I can always learn more things about time management and prioritizing. Anything that's going to help me be a more productive person, I'm all for it. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Trina. Thank you for having me. And I am looking forward to the webinar. And I really hope you all tune in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Again, everyone, that was Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford, who is one of the Women About Biz experts. She's a noted psychologist here in the Metro Atlanta, Georgia area, also in Alabama, for those of you in the Alabama area. And she is going to be facilitating the teleclass, Stop Balancing and Start Prioritizing. Love the title, and I'm very excited about it, coming up on Wednesday, December the 11th. Well, make sure that you keep those notepads out because I am going to be giving you some fantastic information coming up in just a few minutes. First, I want to just make a couple of more announcements and let all of you know some other things that that is going on with womenaboutbiz.com. The first thing I want to share with you is that our 100K movement, which is our goal to bring 100,000 women into our Women About Biz social network, is doing good. People are beginning to share. People are beginning to email and let me know that they are helping out. And stay tuned because we're getting ready to start putting information about prizes and different things like that for individuals who are participating in that campaign. Very, very excited about that. There's a lot of things that you could do to bring the awareness that there is a private social network for women to share their resources, their businesses, their information. First of all, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com and hold your mouse over community in the top right menu bar, and the drop-down will come, and you'll see the 100K movement. Click on that, and you'll be able to read all about 100K and what we are trying to do. I mean, ladies, imagine 100,000 women in one social network where everybody is pretty much similar in mindset in that we all want to share resources, we all want to recommend good services, we all want to be together and be in unity and encouraging and uplifting one another. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do, and I know that we can make it happen. So get on board. The first thing you need to do is, if you're already a free member or a gold member at Women About Biz, you need to be taking advantage of that anyway and participating in the social network and letting everyone know. One of the things that I do when people join the social network, I send them a private message on the Women About Biz site. And I invite them to either a power talk or a 15-minute connection call. And that, again, allows me to have individuals that I need to follow up with, that daily follow-up. And it works out just fine. Not everything can be done virtually. And this is something that we need to understand. I think we've gotten so used to the Internet and everything happening without us actually verbally talking to one another, that it's actually become very ineffective. So the best way to use social networking and social media is, once you connect with someone, you need to send them that private message and reach out to them and see if you can't schedule that connection call. Some of you who have 500, 1,000, 1,500 or more friends on your social network, guess what? If you haven't started really reaching out to people to see, you know, who you might be able to follow up with, you're doing yourself a great disservice, okay? And it just goes to the question, what's all the clicking and the being on social media for 2 and 3 hours a day if you're not making use of it for your business? So I want to, again, encourage you to join the 100K movement, which is all about bringing 100,000 women into our private social network so that we can be more in unity and help one another. Very, very excited about that. And again, I just wanted to make sure that you know that we have a very special discount for the holiday extravaganza. If you go to the Women About Biz website and register from the website, you will automatically receive $10 off the full conference admission. So that's a nice chunk, because the admission is already at low cost, so you need to go check it out. And again, you can find out more about that by visiting womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouse over events, and choosing Holiday Extravaganza in the drop-down menu. Well, this has been a packed show. We've had Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford on, and she's talked about the importance of not multitasking, and she's talked about that there's really not any such thing as balance, that that's kind of a myth, because to balance is almost kind of like we're juggling things. So, again, we really want to be very careful, because sometimes we can get caught up in fads. You know, people write different books with hot topics, and some of those topics are not necessarily true. You know, I saw a topic that ran across my email, how to better multitask, and I thought, well, I know that sometimes I've got a lot on my schedule, but my goal is not to multitask, it's to be effective. And in order to be effective, I definitely agree with Dr. Boone Sanford. You really need to prioritize. You really need to look at what it is that you want and not have unrealistic expectations. And we need to stop trying to please everybody and do what's best for us. It's only at that point that you're going to actually be able to bless other people by helping yourself first. Very, very important. Well, I want to quickly give you guys my holiday punch recipe that's become quite the favorite thing at the newbie household, especially when I invite some of you over. Many of you who are listening have probably come to my home for a networking event or for an Empowered Circle gathering, and you know I'll bring out that cranberry punch. So if you've got your pen in hand, here is the recipe. Okay, you want to buy your Ocean Spray frozen cranberry juice. Okay, if you can't find it, the name brand Ocean Spray, then buy the frozen cranberry juice. Okay, now, I always recommend that you just go ahead and get 2 cans. Okay, and I'll tell you why in just a little bit. Then you want to buy Dole pineapple juice. You want to get 2 cans of large cans of Dole pineapple juice. Now, ladies, I must insist that you get the name brand on this, so that's why I'm saying Dole. For whatever reason, the others don't give it the same flavor. So Dole pineapple juice. And then you want to get 2 bottles of ginger ale, and I recommend that you either get Schweitz, okay, ginger ale, or you get Canada Dry, one of the two. They're good, strong ginger ale. Sometimes when you get the generic brands, they aren't as strong perhaps. So, again, I'm sticking with this name brand because I've tried the generic before and it didn't work. Now, with that said, you also may want to buy 2 cans of fruit cocktail. That's right. You heard me. 2 cans of fruit cocktail. Okay? Now, here we go. We're getting ready to put this together. A couple of more items on the list. You might want to have either your sugar available, or you may want to have agave nectar, either one or the other, okay? You want to have that available. So in a punch bowl, what you're going to do is you're going to put about, I would say, 4 cups of ice, preferably crushed ice, in a punch bowl. You might need a little bit more. And then you are going to take your cranberry, hopefully it's defrosted just a little bit, pour it over the ice. Then you're going to pour 1 can of the pineapple juice, and then you are going to put on top of that either a 1/4 cup of sugar or a 1/4 cup of agave nectar, one or the other, okay? And then you're going to use 1 cup of water. Now, once you put that in there, take your pineapple juice and, of course, your ginger ale. Make sure all of that is mixed in, and then start stirring it briskly, okay? It's going to give it a beautiful cranberry flavor. Now take 1 can of fruit cocktail and pour the fruit cocktail in there, okay, and just let it stir. Make sure you've added all of your ginger ale so everything's full to the top of the punch bowl, okay? And that makes some wonderful punch. If you let it sit for about 5 to 10 minutes and keep stirring, the flavors are just incredible, and it is so good. And what you'll notice is everybody will keep going back to the punch bowl over and over again, okay? So that is my holiday punch recipe. Now, the reason why I told you to get double the amounts is because it's funny, but it leaves very quickly, even if you have a big punch bowl full, and so you'll want to keep replenishing it in equal amounts, okay? So there you have it. I'll try and get that recipe up on the website, but until then, hopefully many of you were writing that recipe down. Trust me, it is one of the best holiday punch recipes ever, and you will get big, big compliments on that. Very easy and quick to put together. It is 12:42 after the hour, and I see that we still have people dialing into the show. How wonderful. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and we're getting ready to talk about something very, very dear to my heart. And what is that? That is all about focusing on your business strategy. And so we are going to be talking about that today, and I hope that you have your notepad out because, trust me, you're going to like the information that you are receiving, okay? You know, when most business women are asked what a successful business looks like, they immediately say that it's a business, for example, that has plenty of customers, has a great product and service, and is generating profit. I mean, you know, and absolutely, that is what a successful business looks like in many ways. But you see, there are some other things that you consider to be a successful business as well, and you must be in touch with what that is. You see, you must understand what the word success means for your business, and it really is the first step in setting your business vision and goals. Oftentimes, you must also be prepared to evaluate your business to know what you would like to see improve for the new year, which brings me to our topic of the day. Business evaluation. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to share with you just a few things about why it's important to evaluate your business. And I know that a lot of you may not have evaluated your business in a long time, and I'm sure if Dr. Boone Sanford is still listening, she will agree that oftentimes as women we like to run away from things that overwhelm us and things that we know we need to take care of. And I think in business this is exactly what happens. Sometimes we run away from having to do certain things because it overwhelms us. And believe it or not, especially when we're not getting the results that we would like to see in our business, we do have a tendency to just break down and not want to do anything. But that is not the attitude to take. Remember, a savvy businesswoman is just that. She works on her business, not in it, and she always is willing to do what is necessary to make the business successful. So I want to just share with you some things that you need to be evaluating in your business, okay? The first thing that I think is very important is that you need to make sure, as I've always stated, that you have a viable business vision. Now, earlier I said don't try to sound eloquent with coming up with, you know, a huge elaborate paragraph or making it sound good, because I'm going to be honest with you. Can we get real today on the show? Here's what you need to understand. Just come up with bullet points of what you truly want to experience. And I think I called out some examples. Let me do it for you again. I would like to see $100,000 in my business in 2014. I would like to be featured in 3 magazines. I'd like to be on at least four radio shows. I'd like to write a book. All of these are things that you would like to experience, perhaps, for the new year. So if you can get very precise on what you want to experience, then you can gain more clarity and develop goals that are going to support whatever it is you need to experience. And, of course, a positive trickle-down effect occurs, because then once you have goals to support what it is you want to experience, then you're going to list to-do items, which can't just stay on a list, but then they actually get plotted in a time slot and for you to take action to. So that's pretty much how it works. But one thing that has to happen, as I said earlier, in order for you to know where you're going, you must know where you have been. And that means that you really have to evaluate your business and know what's been going on in your business, okay? So here are some of the performance things you need to look at. Have you written your business vision? Have you ensured that your life vision and your business vision are in sync with one another, okay? And here's why that's so important. So many times you might say that you want to have a $500,000 flow into your business, and, of course, broken down, you have to determine what products would be able to get you that figure, how many customers you would need, how much effort on your end, what type of marketing, what are the commitments that you would have to make. So you might say that on the business side, but then you may turn around on your life vision and you may say, I want to experience spending more time with my family. I want to experience having more time with my children in the evening. I'd like to cook 3 days a week. I'd like to have more time with my mate and have at least one date every other week, which is going to take time, and then not to mention all of the other things that you may have to do. So what you have to look at is bringing in $500,000 into the business is going to cause somewhat of a conflict with you spending more time in the family. You've got to take a look at that, and you've got to either figure out a workaround or a solution, or you've got to cut back on exactly what you will be doing in the business, which has an impact on you being able to bring in that $500,000. So this really does require some deep thinking, So again, oftentimes I know that when your life vision, which is what you want to experience in life overall, and your business vision don't sync, I know that it can cause some inner turmoil, which is very important. Okay, I once had a client who wanted to start a medical billing business, but she also had 2 small children at home as well. And one of the things that just didn't match is that it was going to require her from the hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to be out doing her sales calls to doctor's offices, because when a doctor's office is open, right, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. So that left her with a dilemma, since her big goal was to homeschool her children and to spend some time with her children. So, again, perhaps she had not thought that out all the way. So it's very, very important that I, you know, let you know that you really have to think about these things. I had to take a quick water break there. Okay, the other things that you want to know about evaluating is, have you actually written a business plan in the last year? Or do you already have a strategy plan that you worked on last year and you actually implemented? If you did, how do you need to improve on it? What worked, what didn't? Have you prepared a projected cash flow analysis? Very, very important. Also, do you have an effective time management system in place? And I'm trying to go a little bit slower so that you guys can take these notes. Here's another evaluation. Have you actually established goals to support whatever it is that you want to experience, which, of course, is your vision? Have you actually established those goals? And do you actually know the number of customers and or clients needed to achieve your sales goals? Because you do have sales goals, right? Okay. Have your business goals and your milestones been clearly marked on your calendar? Now, this is all through business evaluations. This is asking you questions that you need to know, okay? And, again, I just want to let everyone know that if you're in or around the Metro Atlanta area, you definitely want to be at the Holiday Extravaganza, because these questions, this business evaluation form is included in the strategic planning guide for 2014. And if you want your copy, well, you need to register for this wonderful event. Here goes some other things that you need to evaluate your business on. Have you actually broken down your annual goals that support your vision? Have you actually broken those quarterly, monthly, and weekly for better planning and better implementation? What about your action tasks to support those goals? Have those been broken down, and have you identified any challenges to accomplishing those tasks? If you have, do you have solutions for them, or do you have a workaround? Okay. What about an accountability system? Do you personally have an accountability system in place to ensure that your company is moving forward and you are doing what you're supposed to do as a CEO? Here's a big one that you need to evaluate. Have you established a power team, and is that power team in place? So I will, again, define what a power team is, which is a group of people or resources, okay, that is not necessarily, they are not full-time employees, they are contractors, majority have their own businesses, and the resources are there for you when you need them. However, you have identified what you need, the core services, the core things that you need to grow your company, and so you have worked to establish relationship with various people. They don't necessarily know that they're on a power team per se. However, in your mind, these people are a part of your power team, right? And it means that they have been identified. You have created a power team group in your cell phone with their names, phone number, email, contact info, so that at a push of a button, whatever it is that you need to execute and make happen, you can do it with a power team member. That's powerful, isn't it? So that is very, very important. Here's another evaluation question. Have you generated a net profit of 50% above your expenses, at least 50% above your expenses? And last but not least, which is a huge biggie, have you been able to have a consistent salary, okay? Have you been able to have a consistent salary? And I'm not talking about a measly salary, but a salary that is deserving for the position that you have. Have you been able to do that? Okay. So I have
all of these things listed in a business evaluation form, and again, it's in the strategy planning guide, and I definitely hope that you guys will see the value in attending the Holiday Extravaganza so that if nothing else, you can attend my seminar session on strategic planning and also get your copy of the 2014 Strategic Planning Guide. So, ladies, that's what I have for you today on business evaluation and what you need to be thinking about. And, again, as I said before, you can't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. So you might feel a little bit overwhelmed, and you may not want to answer a lot of the questions in the business evaluation performance that I just mentioned, but they are necessary to help you move forward. We've got about 5 minutes before the show is over, so if I can answer questions for anyone on the show in reference to planning your strategy for 2014, go ahead and press star 1 now on your phone keypad, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that I can given the time frame. Again, quickly go ahead if you have any questions regarding creating your business strategy for 2014. All you need to do is press star 1 on your phone keypad, and I'll be able to bring you live and let you ask your question. In the meantime, I just want to give you some quick work-from-home tips on some things that I know really work. So last week we talked about some work-at-home tips where we talked about getting out of the house and some other things that were necessary in order to just really have a better workflow. I also shared that you really needed to have a committed time frame, whether you are available in the day or the evening, to work on your business, okay? Well, today I want to share with you that if you make it your habit to clear your desk completely, okay, clear your desk completely of all loose papers, business cards, every evening, make that a rule that you have to clear your business desk, you are going to, when you come to that desk in the morning, you're going to have a whole lot of clarity because there's not a lot on your desk to overwhelm you, and you can basically focus and have clarity on what you need to do first, which of course might be to look at your calendar or what have you. Also, you can print out your calendar and maybe have it right there on the desk for you, which really directs you to what it is you need to be doing first thing that morning. This is a really important tip, and it's not just for those who work at home, but for those of you who work in a commercial location, this is important as well. Another thing that I want to recommend to all of you is that you definitely make sure you take your lunch breaks when you are working from home. That's something that I really struggle with, but I'm getting better, and I'm actually scheduling my lunch breaks on my calendar. It's easy. It's no big deal. I love working on my business. I love planning. I could do it 24 hours a day. It's become a passion for me to really make my company successful. And so I don't see it as work as much as I see it as working towards my passion. However, everybody needs to take a break, including myself. So I have created different ways to do that. I also love setting timers for myself when I'm working from home because I don't want to work on one project too much, which won't leave enough time for me to work on other things. So if my time management planner is saying that I'm giving myself an hour and a half, I'll set my timer. When the bell is up, that's it. If I have not completed it, then I am going to go ahead and schedule more time in my planner to make it happen, but then I'm going to move on to the next thing so that I do not convolute my calendar and end up not accomplishing more than half of the things that are listed there, okay? Very, very important. Well, we've come to that time of the day where we have a little bit less than a minute left for the show. Right after this inspirational music introduction, I'll be giving you powerful motivation for the week. Well, ladies, we've come towards the end of the show, and I certainly hope that you have enjoyed all of the information that we have been sharing. I hope that many of you were able to get the holiday punch recipe. If you didn't, just go to the social network at Women About Biz and send me a private message, and I'll probably try and get it up on the social network a little bit later today. I want to give you and leave you with this. Today and in every way, I want you to use your talent, your potential, and your power to enhance the life, your life and the life of others. And I want you to remember that success is yours for the taking. You don't need anybody's permission to have it. It's yours for the taking. It's so very valuable, and yet it doesn't cost any money, but it does require you to set your vision. It requires you to set your goals. It requires you to set your to-do items, and it requires you to take action, okay, to take action. So I challenge you this week to take action on everything leading towards your business success and see yourself grow. Ladies, have an abundant and a positive week. Take care. Bye-bye.